When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Well, thanks, Jim. I am that Dr. Tim Clinton. My guest today is someone special. Her name, Dr. Natalie Atwell. Natalie is an AACC member, a certified counselor who has walked the walk to help others find peace in a turbulent world. Her new book, It's Gonna Move You. It's the subject of our time together. Natalie, welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
I am so excited to be here today, Dr. Clinton.
Now, as we get started, congrats, by the way, on your new book, I Can Do Anything in the Right Pair of Shoes. I like this subtitle, Walking in Peace in a Turbulent World. It's a crazy world out there. I saw a piece by Thoreau not long ago that said that the mass of men live but quiet lives of desperation, that most people live in brokenness, you know that? And they often white-knuckle it. They have these secrets they carry. They try to keep a happy face, a joyful attitude, but it's tough. And it's been a tough go for a lot of people for quite a while. Have you noticed that?
Absolutely. I mean, the desire for me to write this book came out of not just my own personal struggles and my story, but also what I was seeing in working with the broken, working with people who are hurting. They are in such dire need of the peace that Jesus gave us.
I know if Julie's listening, she's going to turn this up because anytime you talk about shoes, she's going to like that. You know, she has a closet full of shoes, Natalie. But hey, there's a story here. There's some backwater that makes this very unique to you. And Natalie, I want you to let our listeners know a little bit about your story and how this came about.
Julie is my kind of woman because I love shoes too. But unfortunately, my love for shoes did not start at the beginning of my life because I struggled with shoes. My shoes had bars and braces because I was born with a disability called club feet. And I had a pretty severe case, had lots of surgeries early on in my life, which created some trauma for me to have to overcome. But God really used that in some magnificent ways, as he often does in redeeming, you know, the things that we've gone through that are so hard. And it really helped me to write out a lot of the things that I've dealt with in life and things that I've worked with clients through over the years, by going through and processing all those things by way of writing and talking about how people can really overcome things.
You know, I often reduce it down, Natalie, to the idea of bondage and freedom. A lot of people are bound by so much in their past. Maybe it's past trauma, unresolved issues, maybe some unforgiveness, as you referenced in your book. You call them bars. Talk to us about that. I mean, how this experience as a kid began to help you understand the journey of life and maybe the calling that God placed on you to go into a ministry of helping other people.
Yeah, the bars, I really identify as those things that hold you back and keep you stuck in that place of not being able to walk in freedom and in peace as God designed it to be. But then I also list those braces, and I would say those are the supportive things that God gives us to be able to walk out our pain in newness of life and how we can overcome. And that definitely, by reflecting on my own journey and by having wonderful parents who taught me about God's grace early on, and seeing their example of being those servants of how Jesus really was, they taught me so much about that. And I think being a helping person in the helping professions just really grew out of watching my parents do what God called them to do.
Yeah, Natalie, I want to get personal for a moment and just talk with our listeners about things that hold them back, things that keep them stuck in everyday life. You know that? They're held back by so many vices or so many challenges they can't break free, and it's not a fun place to be.
You know, so many times I'll say the lie of the enemy is to keep it hidden, to keep it down, and I think that is the story for most people who are stuck in the past. They don't want to deal with it, so they're believing the lies of the enemy about, we'll just push it under the rug. So I use this analogy a lot in counseling, and I think I wrote about it in the book as well, is we think if we just brush it under the rug that it won't bother anybody, but eventually if you have this rug in your living room like I do, if you dust everything under there, it's going to become a mountain and people are going to bump into it. They're going to have to go around it. It's going to become a hazard in your home. Just like past traumas and hurts in your life can become a hazard to you and those around you that you love if you don't deal with it. And I think it's encouraging to know there are people who want to help you deal with it out there.
Yeah. Natalie, what do you see most common in your ministry of helping people? What shows up a lot primarily, say, for women?
Yeah, for women, it's a lot of unforgiveness of their own selves for things that they've gone through, decisions they've made. They really get stuck there, and then they feel like they have to stay in an unhealthy relationship with a friend or with a family member, and they don't quite know how to overcome that. They don't know how to set the right boundaries. They don't really even have sometimes a good view of what love is.
And as a result, they just white knuckle it. They just keep pressing on, hoping for a better day. I think of, I don't know about you, but when you grew up maybe riding a bicycle, you ever close your eyes and try to hold them closed for as long as you can while you're riding the bike? You know what I mean? And in a lot of ways in life, we think that if we do that, if we live in denial, pretend like it doesn't hurt or it doesn't matter, that somehow it will go away and time heals all wounds. But usually those things, they're like a beach ball. You're holding it underwater, but eventually that thing's going to explode on you.
Yeah, it's very true. And I agree, so many people do white knuckle it kind of through things. And then they're just barely holding on. And then they're not experiencing what freedom is in Christ. They're not able to, you know, really walk out the plans and purposes that God has for them in true full ways, I believe. So they're struggling with anxiety, with depression, and it might look like a physical ailment at times even.
So Natalie, going back to your childhood experience of bars and then braces. You see braces in a positive way. You see that is that helpful substance, others, God, what have you, that begins to help bridge this and take you to a different place.
Yeah, absolutely. The most common one I talk about is other people and relationships. And that's really rooted in what Jesus did for us. He came to give us relationship with the Father, with him, through his son, Jesus. And that is the foundational for every life change. I think that's the beauty of why counseling can work, is you're building a foundation of a trusting relationship. And out of that, good change can happen. So that's one of the most important braces. And then I also weave in God, of course, and scripture, which God is relational as well. And I think scripture is relational.
You know, what's interesting, though, Natalie, is when you're hurting, you tend to withdraw to get control. In other words, I need some space. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of going through it. And you begin to withdraw, again, to get control. But that very act of withdrawing cuts off your blood supply or the things that really can help you. And so you get into this cycle, and it's almost like a downward spiral that begins to take place, and it's hard to stop that. And we hear people say all the time, hey, get out, go have dinner somewhere, you know, go to your Bible study, et cetera. But if you're really hurting and stuff's mounting up on you and you're discouraged, maybe even depressed, it's hard to get out of a rut. These patterns begin to develop, and they get so deep. It's not easily broken by yourself. That's where you're saying, hey, listen, you need someone to come along and help shoulder you in that fight. It's like having someone prop your arms up in the midst of the battle.
It's so true. In my book, I talk about dealing with the past, but then I also talk about walking in peace in the present, which is what Jesus showed us to do. And one of the things that I talk about in one of my chapters is having your go-to, just like your go-to shoes, the ones that are, you know, I have different shoes for different moments. I'm sure Julie has the same. But your go-to relationships, and I outline some different ones. And so I think because you are going to have those times in life where it's really tough and you do want to isolate and, you know, kind of seek to go inward and not get out. But if you have those go-to relationships set to help you walk in peace during those times, then you know who you can go to for certain things. And it's not always the same person necessarily.
Natalie, you talk a lot about paying attention to what you're paying attention to. You talk about beliefs and how they direct what happens with us. I think often we can get into a bad pattern of thinking. We call it stinking thinking. But talk to us about what you learned and how they relate back to these bars and braces in our life.
Yeah, that's one thing that we have to do is identify the beliefs that we have about things. And sometimes you don't even realize certain things are a belief that you have. You know, going back to the shoe analogy, like I can't wear white shoes after Labor Day. You know, that's some silly belief that people have. But in a serious note, there are people who hold on to beliefs that they don't even recognize they do. And out of that becomes behaviors and attitudes that really dictate the decisions that they're making in their lives. And they can be somewhat of a bar that holds them back. So by identifying some of those beliefs that you've held about lots of different things, and it takes time to kind of sort through those, then you can kind of understand, what do I need to really hold on to as far as my beliefs? What are some things that I need to let go because they're not helpful for me?
I was talking with my son, Zach, today, and we were talking about, he's defending his dissertation proposal, and we were talking about internal working models, which really relates back to what we're talking about, our core relational beliefs, what we believe about ourselves and what we believe about others, and how those patterns can get deeply ingrained early on. So if we hear statements like, you're never going to amount to anything, you know, that you're ugly, you're not smart, those kind of things begin to wire deep in, and then really button them up with, say, an emotional experience where you get embarrassed or you feel shame or what have you with that. Natalie, those are the things we begin to see develop those ruts, if you will, in our brain, our mind, and that, again, not easily broken because we begin to live in those ways.
And they almost become comforts to us in a way that are unhealthy. They're almost like imprints where maybe something happened, but then there's a deep-rooted emotion that's attached to it. And some people suggest imprints are in place by age 7, like fear, you know, self-esteem, confidence, a lot of those things. But the amazing thing is that we know with God they can change. It just takes a lot of work. But I agree. And some of the stuff I talk about in the book as well about beliefs is identifying what are the beliefs you have about yourself, about others, and about the world. Because those are the ones that can influence you. And sometimes they are rooted in those imprints.
I often think a lot about parenting now from a different perspective. Natalie, I've got two granddaughters, Olivia and Sophia. And as I watch them grow, Olivia was in my office yesterday, and she just got back from school. She comes blowing in, Papa, what you doing? And I've learned in the office she likes to draw. So I bring her to my desk, set her on my lap, and we sit there and draw. We drew pictures for probably a half hour yesterday. And we started out with Pac-Man, okay? And then I hang them on my wall beside my desk here at work. And what I'm seeing in her, though, are these beliefs, these patterns that really influence how she views this world around her. And the world at times is very warm and fun, and other times it's very scary. I was in the gym last night playing with Sophia, and we have a teddy bear that we put inside of this. It's kind of like a tent, okay? And if I growl, and the Sophia, no, Papa, no. But as they wire these things together, you've got to be very careful about how you influence them. And what I'm thinking about are those kids who grew up in homes where there was a lot of neglect or, God forbid, abuse and what have you, and maybe not closeness, and how they begin to perceive all this and how they begin to turn away, say, from relationships, what they need, to things to soothe themselves and more. Those are the patterns we're talking about here. And you're right. I read that piece in the book about imprints. You're so right. This stuff gets ingrained pretty deep. For good and bad. And becoming aware of those things begin to help you understand then what is the path we need to go to break out of these patterns.
So true. And tomorrow I'm actually headed to the Philippines to do some mission work. We partner with an organization there, and we take mental health services to places in the world that don't have access to them. And one of the things that we do is we work with girls who have been traumatized through things like sex trafficking or just really difficult things within their tribal community. And oftentimes what we work with the caregivers on and the leaders there is that some of the ways that they are acting now as young adults is because of the things that they've been through in the past. And sometimes it takes time to even identify why they're doing the things they do. But once we can even talk to the leaders about that and then work with the girls on it, it can be transformative because now they're in the context of a new home, a new relationship, and that's where change can really begin.
And that's the hope, because even if you had a bad trajectory as a child, if you can get into the right relationship with someone else, it can become transformational, transformative. Yeah, even think of it spiritually. If you can get connected into a relationship with God where you actually believe He loves you and that He's there for you and that you can trust His heart. You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton, co-host here, along with my son, Zach. Special guest today, Dr. Natalie Atwell. Brand new book out called I Can Do Anything, In the Right Pair of Shoes, Walking in Peace in a Turbulent World. Timely book, critical book, based on her story, a picture of what it means to be in bondage and ultimately freedom. She talks about bars and braces because she had club feet as a kid and had to go through a lot of surgeries and more. Natalie, it began in you, this perspective then too, that challenged you emotionally. You talk a lot about comparison and you talk about comforts. Take us down those roads.
Yeah, comparison is a tough one, and it's something that we deal with in counseling all the time. People come in and are battling this idea of, well, I've seen this on social media, or I should be doing this, or I should be doing that. And, you know, comparison, I will talk about the good things of it. If you're looking at someone and comparing yourself in a way that it challenges you, it sharpens you, encourages you to live out a better plan and purpose for your life as God intended it to be, that's okay. But if it leads to envy or jealousy, that's not okay. Because our Creator is so amazing that He made billions of people who are unique. And that is something to be celebrated. And the lie of the enemy is you should be like someone else. You should look like someone else. And it's a really tough thing to combat these days because of, you know, things like social media that are out there. It is really challenging today.
So you've got to always press back into who am I and what is my purpose and how or who am I loved by? Boy, if you can settle that in your heart, if you can calm yourself there, you can begin to soothe yourself. And these things that begin to, quote, show up, these snakeheads, if you will, it's easy to get lost in the insanity around us. What do you do, Natalie, with those unexpected things, too, that come your way? Just they drop in. You know, everybody has what I call normal stressors in life. Those horizontal things, it's just the everyday flow of life. We're going to have bumps and bruises along the way. But when those vertical stressors come in, they're like bombs that come in out of nowhere. and maybe something begins to blow up your world, and next thing you know, you're pretty tentative, you're afraid, waiting for the proverbial next shoe to drop, if you will.
Yeah, it's a tough one when you think about preparing for the unexpected. I mean, nobody necessarily wants to do that, and Lord knows none of us could have prepared for 2020. But I think it's about preparing your mindset. It's about preparing your attitude, about surrounding yourself with supportive people and you being that for others as well, so that you can walk in peace. You have to be intentional about it. You have to, like God says, to put it on, which is not always easy. But sometimes it's thinking about the tough things. You know, we do this in counseling a lot. We'll say, well, what if that happens? Sometimes that people get anxiety because they don't want to think about what could happen. But if they just kind of process it and, you know, think about how that movie could play out in one scenario or another scenario, sometimes that can be helpful for them as well.
Natalie, we're fighting time here, but I want to close out our broadcast today just focusing on that word peace. You mentioned it at the top of the broadcast. It's the heart of your book. I know Paul in Philippians 4 said that hopefully we would get to that place where the peace of God would flow from the God of peace, and that it would reign and rule in your heart and life. Natalie, when you help people as a counselor, as a consultant or coach or whatever, talk to us about when you know another person has gotten to a place of peace in their life. What's it look like? What's it feel like? What's the goal?
Man, that's a great, great question. And I think it's something just like balance. People are constantly battling, and you are always, you never fully kind of achieve it. But I think it's at some point what it looks like is when you become like Paul, to be honest, when he says, you know what, I have learned to live where I don't have anything, and I've learned to live in abundance, but I'm going to be content in all things because I know that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But I think I also recognize that when people are being intentional about putting it on daily, and when they're not just satisfied with having it for themselves, but they're sharing it with others, they're sharing the gospel of peace. That's how you really walk out being the light and the salt in the earth that is so needed, and pushing back the darkness that is definitely around us these days, is being intentional about putting it on. And that means not just having it for yourself, but it's about sharing it with others.
So in other words, being at peace with who he is, who we are, and where we're at in this everyday life. If you're able to get to that place, that's freedom. It's like wearing a comfortable pair of shoes. My go-to, hey, these are the right shoes. And you're right. You can do anything, and you can climb mountains in the right pair of shoes if we can get there. Natalie, if people want to learn more about you, and of course, how to get a copy of this new book, I Can Do Anything in the Right Pair of Shoes, Walking in Peace in a Turbulent World, filled with stories, truths that matter, to move you from a place of brokenness, maybe unrest, to a place of comfort and peace in your own life. Where can they go, Natalie?
Thank you. MentalWarriorConsulting.com is my website, and you can find lots of information on there about the book and blogs and all kinds of things.
MentalWarriorConsulting.com.
Yes.
Dr. Natalie Atwell, what a delight to have you. Thank you so much for joining us. Congrats. I know you're down in the Carolinas. God's using you guys in a big way. Natalie, on behalf of my son, Zach, our co-host, and our entire team here at the American Association of Christian Counselors, we salute you. Appreciate the ministry God's doing in and through you. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center, it's just life altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The center, a place of hope. Call today. a lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call the Center, A Place of Hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, A Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the center, A Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.